Birth, Chapter 12. We're 10 minutes out, sir. Smith reached forward to touch Bet's knee. Her eyes opened. She had dozed off during the 30-minute flight from Pasadena to Victorville. The airstrip was in sight, and the helicopter was diving along the east side of the San Bernardino Mountains to stay on the deck. The pilot was flying, rather than using the ALS, because of the passengers. At that speed, passengers would be screaming if the ALS was controlling the altitude. He could make it smoother and still stay below Edwards Air Force Base radar. "It's getting time to transfer to the jet. We're heading for Camp David," said Smith. "Are you going to see the president there?" asked Loretta. "You have been requested to be there and ready to explain your thesis."
"My thesis? You mean on planetary core structure?"
"Actually, it is the part you left out of the thesis they're most interested in," said Jones.
"Why?"
She got a look on her face like someone had just seen through her hidden thesis inside her published version.
Has there been an event?"
Smith and Jones looked at each other for a moment.
"Let's just say you were the only geologist whose theory accommodated empirical data," said Jones.
"Empirical data? What empirical data? Jesus, will somebody please let me know what's going on?"
"That's all we are authorized to say. We're not there yet," said Smith.
"Sir, we have a minor problem," said the pilot over the intercom. Smith leaned forward to the pilot's seat to look out the front glass. Down below, on the strip, was the white G7 government jet sitting right where they had left it. Next to the jet was parked a purple Dodge Challenger.